Questions and answers.
Do the same general points apply for the children as for the adults?
Yes, exactly the same considerations. In particular, we should not tire the child's ear. Young ears can only listen for short periods, just a few minutes. When you notice their attention starting to wander, then that's enough for that day. But this shouldn't happen often because you're only listening for a few minutes anyway. Now, regarding the exercises themselves, the children should definitely do exercise 1, listening and drawing a color chart for the 12 tones. It's important to get them thinking always in terms of color.
When the child has learned to discern the colors of the basic 12 tones on his own instrument, should he then go on to another instrument?
There shouldn't be any rush on this. If the child plays flute, it's better to really, really learn the colors very thoroughly by playing tones 1 at a time. Even though we can't use chords on the flute, it's better to just focus on the child's own instrument until the color discrimination is quite well established. Then it's good to move on to the other instruments with other sounds.
When we're playing chords for them to identify, is it better to stick with simple chords, or should we try and make them complicated sometimes?
This is where the art of ear training comes in. Only you, as the parent or teacher, can determine what the child needs at the time. You just can't give a strict recipe. It's best to start off with just simple chords, and when you feel the child can do them, move on to the more complicated ones, including chords which have 2 or 3 chromatic tones. Something like that. We always want to push the child gently, but keep in mind that we want him to have a fair share of wins. Their interest will only be maintained when they feel successful at what they're doing.
How long will it take for a child to develop perfect pitch?
Different children will obviously progress at different rates, but in any case, as long as we see progress, then we feel satisfied. And if the child listens for a few minutes each day, he will not be able to help from picking it up. See, a more musically talented child will get it faster, and a slower child will take longer, but regardless, where there's motivation and proper practice, the goal will be achieved.
Is motivation a great factor then?
Oh, yes, most definitely. You can lead a child to music, but you can't make him hear. It's the same with regular practicing of his music lessons. The child can only get out of it what he puts into it. Music is such a refined art that you simply cannot pick it up without a willingness to do so. So part of your challenge, and the challenge of any parent or teacher, is to motivate your child to want to learn.
I'm wondering if theory lessons at a younger age would be worthwhile, or if we should wait a while.
General theory training is valuable at as young an age as possible. Many private teachers actually have their students do theory assignments each week with their regular music lessons. This is great. See, knowledge of the structure of music, theory lessons, will actually help with the listening. We've said that relative pitch and perfect pitch together make the ear most strong. So when the child learns theory and intervals and chords and progressions, etc., then immediately, automatically, the hearing actually is better. This is why the schools teach the theory. I think both are valuable and essential to completely integrate the mind and heart, intellect and feelings in music.
What is your feeling about current music education in colleges and music schools?
I think generally it's excellent, I'm sure. However, and this is the big however, I think contemporary music education is not really complete. I think the biggest lack in music these days is in the area of personal development. See, music is such a refined art. It's the finest of all the fine arts. Whatever we are as individuals, whatever we are inside, then this is what is reflected in our music. You can't escape it. A mirror can only reflect what's presented to it. A musician can only reflect himself in his music, whether we're composers or performers. So if we're happy by nature or if we're depressed, whatever, a corresponding effect is transferred by the music to the listener. So for this reason, whatever we can do for our own personal development will directly affect all our musical activities. just academic study is far from enough to make a complete musician. This is an important concept for any parent, I think, to note for his or her child. Absolute pitch is really only one part of the entire scenario. The whole person shouldn't be overlooked to the exclusion of one of the parts. I think that in the not too distant future, music will be studied in a different context, one that relates music to the whole person, a study of personal development enhanced through music, but that'll have to be a topic for some other time.
You have given us some interesting guidelines to follow, yet really, you're giving the parent or teacher responsibility for overseeing the child and determining what drills will be used.
Exactly. It's not possible for us to construct a rigid set of exercises. It's just a matter of working with the child using the information and ideas that we've been discussing. See, with the parent able to sit there with the child, able to immediately correct an error when the mistake is made, and play the wrong note, compare it to the correct tone. If the child is having difficulty with particular tones, the parent can then pay extra attention to those tones. It's a very personalized way of ear training. Ultimately, the real teacher is you, the parent, the teacher, applying the principles by working with the child on a daily basis at his own pace. And remember, when a child's ears are opened, they're open for life.